Just when some believe the Donald Trump campaign has lost its footing, Trump turns the tables on them and actually makes an advance further than he already has. That was the case recently when Trump made a stop in Louisiana, show support for the victims of all the floods down there, and just this past week regarding the topic of illegal immigration. Here to take a look back at these two examples is the co-chair of the Louisiana Trump campaign, host of Ringside Politics, heard on WGSO 990 in New Orleans, author of the book America's Last Chance, Jeff Cruer. Thanks for being here today, Jeff.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And Jeff cites the obvious. I'll spell it for you so we don't have to worry about a spelling bee. It's Jeff, C-O-U-E-R-E.com. We've got a link over at our site as well. So let's take this in chronological order, Jeff, and especially since the first one is literally and figuratively in your backyard. Compare Trump's stop reaction show of support that he gave in Louisiana to, I was going to say Hillary, but she literally just phoned hers in. But compared to Trump to Obama and how it was reacted to, how it was felt, and the give and take.
Well, I'll tell you, Trump beat everybody to the punch, came down here well before Obama. And as you say, Hillary didn't even come. She phoned it in. Trump is going to win Louisiana, so he doesn't need to come here. It's a red state. But he came down to show leadership. And he came down to show support for the many thousands of victims of the flood. And he gave money. He brought supplies. He brought a 18-wheeler full of supplies down and needed food and toys and all kinds of gifts for the people. And he was just received warmly. Everybody that met him gave him a thumbs up and a thank you. And it was a big success, big boost for the people that had been really suffering from the results of this horrible flood. Now, Obama came a few days later, and Obama turned it into a political event by meeting with the family of a gentleman who had been shot by police and turned it into something that was not a focus on the flood victims. He should have been down there just giving support to the flood victims, but Obama had to make it into a racial and political event.
And let's also forget that Obama didn't want to cut his vacation short to get there before Trump got there.
Well, yeah, and we had images of people flooding and dying and Obama playing golf and yucking it up with celebrities. So it really was a bad bad image for the people of Louisiana. And I think Trump did himself a world of good, and I think that really was the start of him sort of turning around this campaign. And he's really taken a lot of bold steps since then that I think have really helped him.
And the topic of illegal immigration before his stop in Mexico with President Nieto and then his speech in Arizona that later that night, some thought that Trump was softening his stance. Ann Coulter, for example, literally a day after her pro-Trump book came out, was breathing into a paper bag practically. And, you know, we got her off the ledge finally. But as far as, you know, being in the position you are as a radio host, as well as a delegate and a co-chair of the Trump campaign, in that pre-Mexico short period of time, did you pick up any sense of softening? And what was your before and after Mexico visit view of the Trump policies?
Well, let me first take the Mexico visit because I think, again, it was Donald Trump showing leadership and stepping into the role as a diplomat, really, and spokesperson for our country and going down there and meeting with the head of state and conducting himself, I think, in a very impressive, mature way. And I give the president of Mexico credit for inviting him and warmly meeting with him. So I think that really, again, showed that he's way in front of Hillary. He accepted the invitation. Hillary was also given the invitation, just like she was given the invitation to come down to Louisiana. And then I think we have to wonder, well, what is going on with Hillary? Why is she not doing many events? Why is she in hiding? And then, of course, the speech that he gave about immigration I thought was a home run. I thought it was very impressive. It summarized really a lot of what he's been saying on the trail, but also gave a lot more detail. And again, it's a 10-step plan. Where is Hillary's plan? And again, all these different speeches he's been giving on how to fight ISIS, how to deal with law and order, how to deal with the economy, how to take on this immigration problem, and we're getting no specifics from Hillary. So when is the press going to start asking Hillary for answers and start demanding that she do a news conference?
Jeff Cruer, who is the author of the book America's Last Chance, he is co-chair of the Louisiana Trump campaign, host of Ringside Politics on WGSO 990 in New Orleans. Yeah, looking at some of Trump's points, immigration policy, more border agents in the field instead of behind desks, which has been going the other way under the Obama administration. And something important, too, blocking any federal funds for sanctuary cities while rewarding the cities who follow and obey and cooperate with immigration laws. There's a novel concept.
Well, and I can speak with experience about sanctuary cities. We have one right here in New Orleans, and it's atrocious that the city of New Orleans and San Francisco and so many others are sanctuary cities. It's a magnet for illegals. And we just had a terrible incident the other day where we had an illegal driving a bus of workers going to the area that had been flooded, and they got into an accident. They killed a fire chief and another individual. The illegal behind the wheel on the bus had been five times before cited for driving without a license. He had been charged with domestic abuse, and he was not sent back home, so he was allowed to stay in this country. And then the other day, he's behind the wheel of a bus like he shouldn't have been, and he gets into an accident and kills two people. Now he's charged with other crimes, and we'll see if he stays behind bars or sent back to his home country or what. But it's just all of these incidents keep happening because we're not taking action against people that are committing crimes as illegal aliens once they commit the crime of crossing the border and coming in here illegally.
And so we had the executive orders, which are basically inviting more. If you know, for example, with the bus company, if businesses were fined, I proposed this a few days ago, 10 times what they were paying an illegal alien as a hire, do you think that those businesses might stop hiring those people?
Bingo. But they're getting away with it because it doesn't seem like there's any enforcement of any of these laws.
And this goes back to the last Bush administration, too. The prosecutions of businesses hiring illegals was abysmal.
Right. A lot of this goes back to the Bush administration. Remember, George W. Bush tried to pass a big amnesty bill when he was president. And then Barack Obama said, well, hey, I'm not going to worry with Congress. I'm just going to do it on my own. I'm just going to have an executive action. And that was one of the things Trump said the other day. He said, hey, I'm going to take on all of these Obama executive actions and throw them out. And rescind them, which I think is definitely a good step because Obama circumvented Congress, circumvented the law, and you've got to have a branch of government working with the other branches. You can't have an imperial presidency, and I think that's sort of what we have right now with Barack Obama.
It will be kind of ironic if one of the reasons Trump wins, which he is going to do in November, will be thanks to his trip to Mexico. That will be a...
Well, and I hope it's because of his trip to Louisiana, too, because... Again, it was Donald Trump showing leadership and showing that he can be someone to take action. And I think we want someone who's going to be pro-American, someone who's going to represent the American people, and someone who's going to take action when there's a need. And I really think he's that type of leader.
I want to wrap up with a little time with your book, America's Last Chance, which is available through Jeff's site as well as whatever your favorite online means is, but go to Jeff's site because you get it directly from the source and they always appreciate that. But you basically write about, I guess, where the Democrats, short of the top of the ticket, where you know Clinton fatigue hasn't totally sunk in yet, but seems like in a lot of cases the Democrats have been able to shift the generation and put away the establishment and get new blood in, and the Republicans seem to have been more challenged in doing that. Is that part of the problem?
Yes. The Republicans have been horrible in really stopping the Democrats, and I think part of the problem is the establishment Republicans, I think, have a lot of common ground with the liberal Democrats and have worked with them on a lot of things up in Washington. And we from the grassroots have sent all of these conservatives up there. We thought they were conservatives and Tea Party people to stop Obama, and nothing's really been stopped. And all this anger led to Donald Trump. So the establishment Republicans that are so mad at Donald Trump really only need to look in the mirror because they created the environment that led to Donald Trump being the nominee. So the book just talks about everything that led up to the Donald Trump phenomenon, and really the stakes in this election, why this country needs to elect Donald Trump, really to save the country, because I think if Hillary Clinton gets elected, I think we're looking at a total disaster for the United States of America, and that's why I'm trying to sound the alarm.
And he does do just that with some contemporary political history in America's Last Chance. He's also co-chair of the Louisiana Trump campaign, host of Ringside Politics, heard daily on WGSO 990 in New Orleans, on the web at Jeff Cruer, CROUERE.com. Jeff Cruer, thanks so much for being here today.
Hey, perfect. I really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.